What's up, y'all? Hold on. Get off my couch and go lay on your bed. Go to your bed. Talking to the dog. I'm sorry. Couldn't even get my intro. What's up, party people? It's your girl, Wybette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Anyway, I told y'all I was going to come to y'all and just kind of talk about that whole gallbladder thing. It was absolutely, positively the worst. Okay. Well, actually, it wasn't like the procedure was cool. But anyway, leading up to all of this, before I found out that I had to get my gallbladder out, I was sick, just sick. You know, I would eat, be ready to throw up. And sometimes I did, and it was gross. And that's just nasty because seeing anybody throw up makes you want to throw up. What? Yes. So, sorry. Voice is getting a little scratchy. But, yeah, so I was constantly sick, feeling nauseous. I drank my coffee in the morning. I was sick, feeling nauseous. And I was so nauseous that I did not want to eat. Like, it was horrible because I hated feeling sick to my tummy. So then I started going to the doctor. They wanted to do all these kinds of tests, and everything was coming back normal. Everything. I had a scope. I had like something where I had to eat like these eggs, and I thought I was just gonna throw up. And then I had to do something else because they had to see how, they put something in the IV just to kind of see how the liquid, or they gave me something to drink. I don't remember. Just to see how fast my stomach was emptying. Normal. My stomach was normal. My emptying was normal. Everything was coming back normal. And so my digestive specialist, she was like, I really think that this is due to your gallbladder. But I'm just thinking like, well, it says my gallbladder is working, so I ain't even gonna worry about it, right? It's working. So she's like, schedule the procedure. Do you have a surgeon? No. Now, why am I gonna have a surgeon? Tell me that. No, I just got one on standby. I can call. No. So anyways, I let some weeks go by and I called her back like, okay, if you know somebody, I'm cool with it. Just whoever you recommend. So she referred me to this surgeon at Rice State Physicians. He was amazing. So he was going through looking at all of the tests I've done. And he was just like, well, you've done everything that I would have sent you to do. So I'm just a little like, what do we do? So he was like, let me just do like a little exam. Home slice started, you know, he's just talking to me because, you know, I'm a little on edge because he wanna be like touching on you. So he's just talking. And when I say he's so cool, like, he would make you feel so stupid comfortable, okay? So he's talking, and I guess he, like, pressed where my gallbladder was. I about jumped off that table, and he's like, yep, it's your gallbladder. You're going to have to get it taken out. And he was like, it's not like it's a rush, so let's just plan it when it's a good time for you. And I'm thinking to myself, it ain't never going to be a good time for me. But he was saying, you know, I'd rather plan it so that we can go ahead and get it done before you just like have to have it done. And then you don't get to have the person like that you've been seeing. So I had been seeing him, or I went to him the one time, and he's a really cool guy. He told me to call when I got ready to have the surgery. And I thought, okay, cool. So I knew we were getting ready to go on Thanksgiving break, so I decided to have it around then so I didn't have to use so much of my sick time because, hunty, these knees are saying, you bet. save up your sick time because you got to get them knees replaced. But that's a whole nother story. Okay. We'll talk about that some other day. But anyways, I went ahead and I scheduled my procedure for around the Thanksgiving. So I did it November the 16th, the week before Thanksgiving. I was so scared. I was nervous. Even when they gave me like some pills to kind of help relax me, I don't know what she gave me. I was throwing that up and they were like, okay, but it was gross. I felt like the pill was stuck in my throat. Anyways. And so they were just like, okay, yeah, it'll relax you some. I felt like the procedure went by really, really fast. It was crazy. It was cool. Like the doctor was great. I really like him. I would refer anybody to this doctor because he's just great. He's at Wright State Physicians. I can't remember his name, but he's a good doctor. If somebody wanted to know, I would definitely tell you. Because when I say he was good, he was really, really good. And so then I went and did I did that, came home sick as a dog, was throwing up. Y'all, throwing up from the anesthesia. It was all bad, all bad. So after that, you know, my daughter did such a good job of taking care of me. She's making sure that I ate. She's making sure that, you know, I kind of just was taking my pain pills, which I didn't want to take, by the way. But I did want to take the one medication that calmed my stomach from being so sick because anesthesia makes me sick. So from there, you know, she stayed around. She went back home that Sunday. And then I want to say that Sunday things started to go south. My blood pressure dropped. It was bad. It dropped dangerously low. I should have went to the hospital, but I was just praying, Lord, please let me wake up. Please let me wake up. My friend was like, you might want to go to the hospital. But I was like, no, told her no. And she was like, okay, I hate for your kids to come over Thanksgiving. And that was true. So I was like, Lord, in the name of Jesus, please, please, Jesus, let me wake up. So every single night I pray, and I even had to go see my cardiologist this week, and they was like, your blood pressure is really low. So they had told me to quit taking my blood pressure meds. So I did that because when I say it changed, getting that gallbladder out changed my blood pressure. And so from there, it was like, okay, blood pressure starting to regulate. As it started to regulate, my heart rate was like 125 beats per minute. Had to call a cardiologist so they could give me something to kind of slow my heart rate down. And it was crazy. So now I'm totally afraid to have any other procedure because I don't know what's going to happen. So from there, you know, I just thought that I was just feeling lightheaded because of my blood pressure. But my blood pressure, for real, y'all, has been pretty good since I've been since I've had my gallbladder out. So I don't know. I don't know all what was being held in that gallbladder, but the BP, it's pretty straight. It's straight. I still take my blood pressure pill, but for real, it's straight. It's like better than I've ever seen it. So, and some days I may not take it, but I got to wait until the doctors tell me to come off of it, period. And then I'll, you know, quit taking it. But I started noticing how I wasn't sick anymore when I ate. I wasn't sick when I drank coffee, none of that. But the one thing that I do know is that since I've had the gallbladder out and every time I drink coffee or have something with like caffeine in it, even if it's cappuccino, because I drink flavor coffee, Bougetto over here, I got to drink some flavor coffee. Don't be giving me that coffee that ain't got no flavor, no cream, none of that. Your girl needs something that tastes good so she can drink it, okay? But anyways, I thought, well, Okay, I started to realize that it was the caffeine that was really making me dizzy. And so I'm like, okay, let me not drink some coffee. Felt great. Let me try decaf. Decaf was a lot better. I wasn't as dizzy. But now I'm feeling like decaf is kind of making me dizzy as well. It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. So I don't know. I'm about to give up coffee, y'all. About to give it up. Because I literally feel sick to my stomach. I feel like I want to throw up. I'm dizzy. I'm lightheaded. It's like it's triggering my vertigo. So I kind of Googled, and they did say like coffee can trigger your vertigo. And coffee can also cause ringing in your ears. And I was like, wow, because I'm thinking I need to go see the ENT because my ears be ringing. But when I Googled it, that's what I found. So I'm going to try to like wean myself off of coffee. I took my little cappuccino stuff to work so everybody at work can have it. And if they won't want it, just toss it in the trash. My feelings will not be hurt. Period. Okay. So I took that to work so everybody else can have it because I just literally can't drink it anymore. And I just feel like I can't drink decaf either without taking the medication that I take for vertigo. And I haven't had vertigo symptoms since I started feeling sick a couple of years ago with my breathing when they told me I had vocal cord dysfunction. I'm telling you, it's like every time you turn around, Yvette, what do you not have? But it's okay because this year is a good year. They're not giving me no new diagnosis. And so for that, I'm truly, truly grateful. So anyways, that is the gallbladder story. So now I'm totally afraid to have another procedure because I don't know what my blood pressure is going to do. I'm like, just keep me in the hospital because I need y'all to keep a watchful eye over your girl, at least for a few days, because listen, I cannot. Well, I'll have somebody here, though, if I ever decide to get something else done. Somebody will be here watching over me because they're going to have to. They're going to have to because I'll be afraid to go to sleep. I'll be sitting up looking at the walls like feeling like what is it called? Insomnia. Yes. But that's what I got. That was it. That was the gallbladder. And let me tell you, I do feel a lot better since I've had it. So I won't tell anybody not to do it. If you need it, do it. You're going to feel a whole lot better. Promise you that. Promise you. That nausea and all that can't eat stuff, you're going to feel better. I actually lost a few pounds because I was kind of sick when I came home and didn't feel like eating. But your girl has picked it up because she's been eating and she's been gaining weight. And I caught myself trying to join a weight loss challenge. And I am, stop Siri, and I am going the wrong way on the scale. Siri don't listen, y'all. But if you heard a little ding, that was Siri in the background because I got something in the oven. Okay? And I don't want to burn it, so I had to turn on Siri for the timers. Anywho, like I was saying, I would tell you to go ahead and have it if you need it because it's going to be well worth it. You're going to feel a whole lot better. But yep, that's all I got for you today with the gallbladder. The gallbladder. Mm-hmm. I hope y'all have a good night and a wonderful day tomorrow on purpose. So stay safe and stay healthy. And as always, activate your faith, okay? Activate your faith.